When farm and ranch families transition leadership from one generation to another, passing the baton can be a tough moment. Keep Farmers Farming Legacy Director Alan Hoyer shares some perspective.
On a farm visit this week, I had a discussion with a grandfather that is transitioning to a grandchild. You know, and he looked at me and he said, "Do you have any idea how hard this is?" He said, "We had nothing going through the 80s, and giving up control scares me to death." I told him, "You know, I do understand. And transition is not about asking anyone to give up control, but rather to share control through partnering with the next generation."
Successful transitions begin with leadership and vision, working with the next generation to build a strategy that reflects the financials, the strengths of everyone involved, and a shared focus for the future. Keep Farmers Farming can walk with families in agriculture looking to transition, exploring ideas coupled with financials to deploy a business structure that's viable.
Working these things together is the right path to move forward. It helps them let go because they can see the future through that next generation.
Hoyer states passing the farm to the next generation is not about giving up control, but sharing it, while teaching what's been learned over the years of sweat and sacrifice. He says the older generation sets the stage.
The transitional experience that your next generation is going through with you today, whether it's a grandchild or a child, is the only transitional experience that they'll ever know. And so there's a lot of pressure on the older generation to lead well.
Visit sdagfoundation.org to learn how Keep Farmers Farming can help. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.